beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comedy prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrilok, your podcast for everything super, psionics, and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's podcast, Psionics, Esoterics of World Economics. So I'm left behind by my so-called colleagues and friends, abandoned to rot, stranded on the West Coast. Herr Dr. von Vrilok finds himself looking to new friends, new colleagues in their respective fields, AI, blockchain, cloud computing, business futures, and most importantly, global economics. All around the planet, coming together for a new world. What are my heart feelings about? Feelings? Bah! Mood is for cattle and lovemaking. So saith the fictitious character Gurney Halleck in Frank Herbert's epic novel, Dune. Well, my loyal friends, rest assured that Herr Dr. von Vrilok's resolve has never been stronger. And just what exactly is my new shift in focus? You might very well ask, and why? I'm glad you've provided me with this opportunity to disclose with you all now my master plan. But seriously, I do have a plan. I am leaving behind the world of hysteria and conspiracy, the frenzy, in exchange for new strategic perspective partnerships and to participate in restructuring the world circuit, which has ever been my true focus. The global economy, call that a recent development of mine, and of course, to establish far less resistance to environmentally friendly policy without infringing too much on the freedom of individuals. And that will be my part to play in this, the establishment of far less resistance to environmentally friendly policy. And well, that's quite a lot of work, though I am happy to say I won't be doing this alone. It has long been my plan to see the coming of days ahead. So when I open that line there of being stranded by old colleagues and friends, I want to emphasize that I am a master of turning my disadvantages into new horizons, and I will move forward without hesitation, without regret. I may give you all a sneak peek into some of my insights here, into the nature of the Force, or perhaps how we psionicists might take advantage of a new system. For assuredly, the system will be erected and planted into society like a monument, and all else that we have known will be hung upon its framework, much like how a building is sort of hung over the bones of a skyscraper. That is something you may very well count on. Disregard, dispel from your mind now the conspiracy theories that some blonde hero is going to wrestle the steering wheel away from the New World Order. That is pure rubbish. The wave coming you cannot stop, but perhaps Dr. Vrilok can help you learn to surf this new territory with some reassurance that you have opportunities in the days ahead and most certainly in the many years of changes to come. So without further ado, let us begin. Alrighty then, so my goal for society is much the same as my philosophy of developed kinetic magic. Go with the flow. Well, not quite. Rather, my sendings will ride upon the system that is already in place. This falls in line with my philosophy of kinesis, that the energy, the ebb and flow of the cosmic power, the power cosmic, exists to be influenced and directed. Else, why would it exist, if not to be used by those with the vision? Why should power be relevant to our times? Well, it is relevant. But the language in your mind may have to be restructured. Your usual responses to stimuli may need to be reserved. Your internal centering of self is to be held in check, and your mind to run through a series of psionic fine-tuning. Well, enough of this merry abstractness. My apologies there. Let us talk actuality and see where psionic power can alter internally. Within the system, the alternatives, its variables, and isolate both literals and constants in this unique system for regulating humanity. So you might have recently seen these articles pop up from Bloomberg or Reuters about China pressing forward with a no-nonsense, no-tolerance approach to the invisible enemy, the all-pervasive virus. I'm quite certain that the headline in my Twitter news feed read something to the effect of China deploys anal swab test, blah, blah, blah. You know, essentially to set an example to the rest of the world for how we might more aggressively tackle the virus from spreading and so on. But as a matter of course, the emphasis on the wording is incredibly clear. Namely, deploys and anal swab and zero tolerance and so on. These are rather extreme headlines which seemingly may have been designed, possibly, to stir up emotional response in the body social. Well, for what end is the question each person must ask his or herself? Well, the evil pervert of the world wants you to know that he or she is invading your body without your consent, or at least this is the innuendo that I pick up out of these sort of messages. I mean, it seems quite clear to me, and one needn't divine the reasoning, or does one need divination? Well, if you followed my previous podcast, I did place a free-to-download dowsing chart for societal motives. Try your hand at it. Importantly, do not forget to meditate on the purpose of this chart. There is a program nested, embedded into this chart for drawing the power of all possible systems on this planet, computational and wireless electromagnetic, in order to yield accurate data to the operator. That is you, the dowser. That's my gift to you. So use it wisely. Never be lied to again. But by the same token, don't run around trying to convince every muggle out there that you have the secrets to the universe. Keep it to yourself and use this knowledge to help your work in psionics or to find advantages in society, in its system, for your own purposes. Let the muggles and the body social run amok with their whacked out emotional rhetoric. If you're following this podcast, you want to become a psionicist. So keep your cool and don't be a fool. You know, there's nothing I find more useless in my fellowship than an excitable man. Yes. Suffice it is to realize that there are indeed many programs on this planet set against you, challenging what willpower you have left and what sanity is remnant. Of these programs, there are certain variables I would like for my students to take note of here. And not all of these variables are evil. Many of these variables are good, and we will be using them. So if you have hand on paper, no, I meant to say if you have paper on hand, and a pen, or perhaps open your computer and take note of these variables here, as follows. Category. World economics and more. Number one on your list, Davos Agenda. Agenda 21. Sustainable Development Goals, also known as SDG. Post-COVID Economics. Climate Activism. Mental Health and the Environment / Nature. Environmentalism, of course. The People's Climate Vote. Stimulus Payments. Vaccination. Geopolitics and Beyond Geopolitics. Tech for Good and, of course, the Disruption of Technology. Fairer Economics. The World View of the U.S. Democracy and Scrutiny Thereof. RNA Vaccines. Radical Pragmatism and Policy Making. Monetary Fiscal Policy. Distortion of facts in direct relationship to public health. That is a very big concern. You might want to put a side note next to that for ensure that any information you get is from peer-reviewed studies. Please save yourself the headache, the trauma, the drama, and the possible embarrassment before you go to Twitter. Check the facts and make sure that any medical, health, or science is peer-reviewed, based on peer-reviewed research. Even our politicians and government do, on occasion, jump on the headlines of the mainstream media as well. So make sure that your information is peer-reviewed based. Globalizing the COVID vaccine. Building resilient cities in Asia. Blockchain. Food systems, lockdowns, Antarctica climate change, corporate governance, zero emissions. We're all familiar with the big green thing, the Green New Deal. Artificial intelligence, the DoD and the RAND Corporation. Digital agriculture. Now that's interesting. Might want to put a question mark next to that if you don't know what it is. Do some research. Continuing on. Build back better. You're going to hear that phrase or read that phrase more and more often. Build back better. And right now, I believe world powers are looking to countries like Japan for a build back better example for a harmonious society. How to save the planet. That's a big plan. That's part of the Davos Agenda. I recommend you look into it. Agile governance. Pay attention. Smart cities. An issue of organizational issues rather than purely technical. Keep that in mind. And as a matter of course, there is a need for new alliances to combat COVID-19 and speed up the termination of this virus worldwide. Usually when the flu season comes around, you know, there's always some part of the world that gets infected because the virus will mutate. That is what I hear. That is what I read about. If all people could receive a vaccination, then these viruses might, and I don't really know for certain here, but, well, they might just disappear from the face of the earth. Maybe. I mean, I'm not making a promise there, but it's never been done before where the entire planet has ever been vaccinated all at once, to the best of my knowledge. Overall, the general idea here is all-inclusiveness, and we don't want to leave out anyone on the planet while striving to achieve our sustainable development goals. Remember what I told you, SDGs. Might want to check those hashtags on Twitter. Global healthcare and a better money system to end poverty worldwide. I believe that might have a hashtag for it called Build Back Better. Equity will be the improved view of equal opportunity, so it is very important to study and learn the direction that we are all headed. The more we are on board, the better and more fluid this new system shift will be, with hopefully a reduction in the pains and prongs, which ordinarily accompany massive changes throughout our history. Today, like no other day in history, the global plan, while still not entirely, it's not entirely as people like Alex Jones used to call it, the blueprint. It's not completely defined as a blueprint due to some still yet to be researched and resolved problems. But it is far more transparent than it has ever been. This single underlying fact presents an opportunity to those of us willing to study and perhaps, and I encourage you to do this, participate as a global community. This is a thing unheard of in the past, to be frank, but it is quite a reality today. And as a matter of course, so shall it be for many, many years to come. And we have to thank for this collaborative effort. Very positive and highly energetic people like Antonio Guterres. Additionally, we can be grateful to the transparency of this collaborative effort to the esteemed visionary Mr. Klaus Martin Schwab. Never before has the general public been given the opportunity to participate in the reshaping of our entire planet. Never. And well, this opportunity, should you have the conscience and courage to take this opportunity, is entirely up to you to decide. I think more people will come to the World Economic Forum for the purpose of clarity and coherency alone. Not to mention the opportunity to participate in online events and explore the digital matrix of the reality that we are redefining for overall inclusiveness, equity, and, of course, fairer economies. The old way of closed-doors bureaucracies is potentially fading into the pages of a dusty old history book. As we now turn to the next chapter in humanity's exciting epic saga of a future for the benefit of all, and possibly a very interesting system through which psionics can be both a benefit to society and also a mechanism for people to expand consciousness and make necessary improvements, dare I say, a much needed push at times where obstructions and hurdle stones of the empires of the past halted the progress of a one world, a new world order, due to some human defects such as denial and pure greed. These things we can change by opening the eyes of the world to a much wider picture of our inherent symbionts with all life on this planet. Take into account that past administrations, bureaucracies, and presidencies have not addressed key issues such as the fact that our oceans are continuously being filled with radiation, pollution, and piling up with plastics as the sea levels rise. You don't think any of this comes back to us, do you? Ordinarily, you might not think so, but it is, and it will, and you soon shall reap what has been sown. Future generations will need our support because they are going to inherit. They have inherited what has been left to them. Politics, as usual, is not acceptable in this new world. Therefore, let us take some time to consider our position in the coming new age, and where we might make changes which benefit all of us, while at the same time exploring some potentials for your personal benefits. By the way, you will soon discover that the future is a blend between the society as a whole and, of course, the needs of the individual. We want to be all-inclusive. Both are inclusive, and you will understand more as we pursue the global plan in some of the upcoming podcasts I will produce. I will delve deeper into these key global topics, specific areas of interest, and perhaps expand upon the variables and terms I've included here in future podcasts to ensure that we're all working together to achieve the vision of Vrilok and the New World. For make no mistake about this, I have envisioned this coming of a new age since my earliest years as a child, when the sun danced in the sky and Orion opened portals into the future of our species for me to see and to experience what it might be like to be another person. We are headed in the right direction, those of us with a heart and a mind, those of us who choose to be informed. But you must have faith in the experts we will all be working with in parallel to ensure a positive change. For instance, I view the CCP's decision to enforce anal swab tests on its people as possibly an unnecessary an intrusive measure. But as a matter of course, I'm willing to listen to reason and learn more about why some officials wish to impose this upon humanity, and more importantly, if there are those among us harboring ill intentions upon the general public for reasons having little to do with logic or sound reasoning. We simply don't have room for those types of minds, and we must wipe the slate clean of them. Being on the same page and having a comprehensive understanding of our transforming world is essential, and more importantly is the realization right now that you are a part of this process. You should choose to study the New World Order, globalization, and partake actively in this venture into the future. My advice is not to sit idly by and let things take up manifestation of their own. This is your future. It's my future. I know I'm getting involved. Or as we might take wisdom from the author Kai Fu Lee, where he wrote in his book, and I am paraphrasing here, that the future of artificial intelligence will be a reflection of who we all choose to be. That is, our attitudes and our actions and our way of life will determine the outcome of artificial intelligence, which you may not view as incredibly important at the moment due to a shared common ignorance, which is quite understandable. But I assure you that artificial intelligence will be rather like what we put into a thing is what we will get out of a thing. What you reap is what you sow, or what you sow is what you reap, I should say. All right, I will digress at this point, as these topics can become overly cumbersome for our listeners, and indeed, we can carry these over into other podcasts as we tackle one issue at a time. For now, I simply wish to make you aware of these topics of interest that we will be pursuing, and particularly what will affect your lives in the very, very near future. I mean, it's just around the corner. It's just around the bend, ladies and gentlemen. But before we go into the fourth industrial revolution here, I will allow my listeners to take a deep breath and just relax. Believe it or not, this moment to listen to your breathing is an indispensable means of filtering out the overload of information which is being directed at you from multiple sources. So let us breathe. Now, let us mentally walk together for a few minutes in the mindful ether world of all that is psionics, and I will fill you in on some methodology which follows the philosophy of my findings over many, many years of practicing to extend my mental gifts, my spiritual talents, through the structured study of psychotronics and the time-honored art of meditation. As you may know, or at least those of you who have followed my work with any sincere earnestness in your studies, I do practice working with the world circuit quite regularly. The world circuit is on the surface a simple concept, but My findings can take us down a rather elaborate maze of boundless possibilities. Suffice it is to say that my layman audience, that to my layman listeners, or rather in layman terms, that the world circuit has its beginnings in what is often referred to as the noosphere, sometimes called the noosphere, and we're basically tapping into mass collective of human thought, human attitudes, human feelings, human minds, consciousness. But also, much more than this, humanity is one portion, or only one portion, of this series of fields, energy fields, interacting with both our planet, and then by extension to the entire cosmos. Instead of delving into the philosophy and theory, I am going to impart with you a simple finding for operations in your exercising of psionic power tonight. So you get a free lesson from me tonight. Namely, we do not need to touch our prized planet with our hands, but rather work with their more subtle senses to tap into and read or write to the rest of the world circuit. Yes, of course, I'm going to suggest a practice of psychrometric infusion tonight, but of a slightly different approach from that of the miraculous prayer board, so let us be about it. Have yourself a globe of the Earth. If you can acquire one model made of styrofoam or one of quartz crystal, then so much the better. I rather prefer to work with the static materials, like styrofoam, because it enhances my kinetic abilities when even my remote psychokinetics projects are more successfully impressed upon the world with this wonderful static material. Instead of touching this representation of the planet, we are going to work with our auric hands methodology. So first, you will need to sensitize your awareness to the subtle presence of your own aura surrounding your hands. Now, there are myriad means of doing this, and I won't cover them all here. If you want to learn more, you can join my club or read through my books. So in any event, those of you already with me for some time to understand my approach, let us move forward with the remainder of this procedure to remotely influence events, variables, constants, and quite possibly literal values around the planet. Remember to have that list on hand that I just gave you of the various terms. Attach your model of the Earth to a robotic arm or a desk clamp like those sold for holding your phone, tablet, or, you know, some are even strong enough to position a computer monitor. Once you have accomplished this arrangement, I want you to establish a place where you may sit with your apparatus and not be disturbed by the presence of wool-headed muggles and boombox cars. Earplugs can help. Trust me, I know. Now, with your hands and fingers sensitized to the presence of your aura, gently move your hands around the model of the planet Earth without touching it. Try to work your aura into this object, knowing in your mind that this is a portal to the entire planet, and that all things upon the Earth are now subject to your will. Hold your output hand over the planet. At about half an inch from the surface of the model of the Earth, and begin thinking of making your connection to whatever it is on the planet that interests your purpose in mind. Now, when this connection becomes more clear, you may then gently touch the actual object, and from there on, rest in this position your hand as you transmit your intent, or perhaps read information about the sphere, the planet. Consequently, this method is not only a good means for inputting things you want into society, but also it exists as a shortcut to a means of altering certain astral properties about the planet. Prospectively speaking, with enough practice, One could even infuse thoughts and emotions into the Earth's oceans to begin a healing process for the ecosystem. As a matter of course, you are probably more interested in how it is possible to make other kinds of changes, which you believe will increase your chances of controlling your markets around the planet or to influence political affairs around the world. You are, of course, going to fulfill your destiny, whatever that may be, in this pursuit. To take this project a step further, however, we will need some methods and tools for altering certain constants, literals, and variables in the world. For many things that are set in place have great resistance to even the best of magic. Therefore, I usher you now to get a copy of my book, Psionic Splicing. And of course, if you'd like to pair the ultimate book on psionics, Psionic Robot, I have some of these books still in stock, but you might want to get your copies now before they run out. For further interpreting the information you gain from this arrangement of the world circuit, you may very well require to use my short dowsing training package. You can download that multimedia package, Dynamic Dowsing Disclosure, at verloc.com/shop. And this features video, audio logs, and documentation, including charts, to help you get started dowsing. It even tells you how to make your own pendulum. In any event, enjoy working with this world circuit arrangement, for which I have numerous setups and arrangements of variations to flex my psionic mane around the planet. And really, one of the things that makes this arrangement far more fun for me than any boring radionics box is simply that having the extensor arm, or that desk clamp arm, kind of makes me feel like Dr. Octopus, you know, right out of a Spider-Man comic book. You know, that's important, that relation in the back of my mind, Doc Ock, is going to make this method work far better than radionics, because I am accessing a very special part of my psychical mind. All right, so get out there and make the world yours. And if you need help on a project, feel free to reach out and ask about some of my private services. I don't regularly advertise these, and I do not guarantee to take all emails, but I will consider the most honest projects with full privacy and non-disclosure for my prospective clients. I have worked on projects in the past for free, even moving entire museums safely, swiftly, and cost-effectively, all remotely with psionics. Oh, and for those of you who have not ordered my Miraculous Prayer Board Mini, I suggest you read my reviews and get your prayer board before we run out of materials and then have to stock back up again and rebuild. With a Miraculous Prayer Board, we can work on operations involving the hidden messages in water discovered by Dr. Masaru Emoto, and get to pushing our wills into the world's oceans to get that nuclear and waste materials cleaned up. By coincidence, of course, and we are tuning in vibrations of love and gratitude into the ocean, which does, it's been proven by Dr. Masaru Emoto that these intentions, these frequencies, vibrations, and positivity do have an effect on water. So with that knowledge, why are we all just sitting here? You have to take a chance and believe in the power of your own mind, your will, and your spirit to take back the power that should be yours. So do not sit idly by. As an aside here, folks, you need to add a few items with your Miraculous Prayer Board to be most effective. For one, make sure that you take full advantage of the combo that comes with the operator's manual. That'll save you a lot of time. And a lot of questions are answered with all kinds of methods that you could possibly want. And as an additional empowerment tool, take the path of opening miracles with me by reading Verloc's Miraculous Prayer Board Guide VPG2 that's sold separately, or you can buy that as part of a trio. You get the ebook trio, or you can buy the collector's printed paperback series. And essentially, the power to make change also involves your living in that change. So do keep this in mind. One world. And with that, thank you for joining me tonight on Planet Vrilok, Psionics Podcast. And until next time, as always, always, keep the magic high. This is Tom Vrilok, signing out.